Do we have any idea about what fraction of renal cell tumors have elevated HIF?
You know, there's not a lot of information here. The other study is an old one. It comes out of Europe, and the HIF levels were looked at not necessarily as a predictor of tumor response, but more as a predictor of progression, how rapidly tumors would grow. And HIF was a poor prognostic factor. Tumors with high HIF levels appeared to, if I remember correctly, do worse. And so we just don't have a lot of information here right now. And I think this group should be congratulated for at least trying to look at a new surrogate. And it's certainly not something that we wouldn't expect to perhaps be important, okay? It's in the pathway. Remember, HIF is within the pathway of VEGF because it is the transcription factor which is responsible for induction of a large number of growth factors, among which are VEGF, PDGF, and so on. So it's reasonable to think that it might have an effect.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to see that kind of thing happening. What do you think we might see if we look at something like bevacizumab, sorafenib, or temsirolimus in this regard?
I don't think we can assume that it's going to be the same effect because sunitinib may well have effects that we didn't anticipate directly on tumor cells. I've sort of, as I've approached this issue with sunitinib, have made statements that sunitinib doesn't appear to have a direct effect on tumor cells. These data go against that whole grain, that indeed it does. Now, when we have looked at in vitro assessments of sunitinib, it's a very difficult study to do. It's not a simple, straightforward study. There are ways to demonstrate effects of sunitinib in vitro. One of them, the major concerns some of my colleagues have about the study, were the sunitinib concentrations utilized, whether they were on the high range that are difficult to achieve in patients, and that may be the case. So what I would like to say about the study is, number one, it's a very intriguing study, that it may be a lead for us. Number two, that we need to see the data in much more detail so that we can look at it and convince ourselves that the methodology is correct and the concentrations of sunitinib were adequate and so on. And if indeed everybody's satisfied and the data get published, then we need to validate it because it is the one lead that we have right now that looks very strong. I mean, the data that were presented looked very convincing that indeed this is one surrogate to look at. And we've always talked about how to enrich patient populations for drug effect, and this is one way. Similar to the CA9 story in high-dose IL-2. If we can enrich the patient population by using CA9, high expression of CA9, then the effect of IL-2 becomes magnified, and it's a more reasonable drug to utilize.